Yeah, there's an old saying, death by inches. I mean, it depends on how you look at it. You know, one hand you could say we were so close, yet seems so far. So off season is a time of evaluation, try to figure out what is it that's preventing us from taking care of those little things. It's obviously not the big glaring things where we'd be getting run out of the joint every week. So it's got to be the little things. So I'm sure everybody will sit down and take a hard look at what those little things are and see how we can improve in the future.
How challenging was this season? When you look at the off season, you're coming in, you have a new head coach, and you have a new special teams coordinator. You could just take us through that whole process.
Strange year. I think I said it back in training camp. I said it's pretty weird to show up training camp and meet your coaches for the first time. So with all that said, however, every team was in the same boat. So it's not an excuse. It's not poor us. Everybody had to deal with the same circumstances, and some teams did better than we did at handling that. But obviously having a full off season coming up will hopefully produce, you know, better results and more everybody being on the same page.
Special teams was a main staple here within the Cleveland Browns organization for seasons. And, you know the different adversity that you guys went through with Reggie Hodges, and then we get a new punter in. And then for you, that means a new holder. And then you see, you know, a young man who you watched raise and grow within this league, Ryan Pomperion. He's released this year.
Yeah, it's tough. Three holders and two snappers this year. So it was definitely a year full of adversity in my little world, my little part of the locker room. Unfortunately, in this business, you play long enough, you're going to have to go through seasons like this. I still think Pont's the best I've ever seen. He'll be fine. But you know what? Christian did a great job coming in here and stopped the bleeding and performed well, and we were able to kind of right the ship the second part of the season. So good for him. And you know, my job is to kick the ball no matter who's holding or who's snapping. It's obviously a pretty big factor, and I don't think most people realize what a big transition it is, but we were able to get the job done, and I feel pretty good about that.
And Brad bought a veteran leadership as well as a huge leg. Just talk about his contribution to the special teams unit.
Well, I'm a huge fan of Brad Maynard. I feel like he and I are kind of in the same boat. He's an older guy that's established in this league. He's extremely consistent. I think a lot of people take him for granted. But he came in here and did a tremendous job. I can't overstate how difficult it is to punt here. And without having any experience here, he stepped right in and helped this team win some games.
And for yourself, you had a tremendous year. Let's just really dive in and talk about that, how well you kicked. Would you say this is one of the best years that Phil Dawson has had?
It's probably the best. All the stuff that went on in the middle part of the year was tough to handle, but really missed one kick all year. And that one went right over the pole. So I feel pretty good about that. Had 16 attempts over 40 yards. So it wasn't like I was in there hitting little chip shots either. So I feel really good about that. Kicked off extremely consistently. I got a few ideas of some tweaks I'm going to make this offseason to even improve that a little bit. So this is definitely a confidence-building year. Even it's funny saying that after all these years, but I'm really excited about how I'm kicking right now and have a good idea how to even get better.
How do you get better? Because there was a stretch where you were hitting 50-yarders after 50-yarders. I mean, what was going through your mind when you were hitting those 50-yarders?
You know what? Honestly, I wasn't even thinking about how long they were. I was picking a target and just trying to hit the target. And this season, I was on it. You know, sometimes the ball wouldn't feel that good coming off my foot, and I'd look up, and that dang ball is going right where it's supposed to go. So that's a good feeling. And that's what I'm – you know, all these years of trying to – make my technique better really paid off this year.
Moving forward, what is your course of action as you head into this 2012 offseason?
Well, I'm hopefully going to get on an airplane today and get down to Austin, Texas, and I'm just going to regroup, try to repair this old body of mine and try to, you know, just enjoy the offseason, get back with my family, and then obviously with free agency coming up, there's going to be a lot of unanswered questions, so we'll just have to kind of wait and see how that all plays out.
And when you talk about repair your old body, like, what are some of the things that you do? What's your regimen?
Surprisingly, I'm not going to take that much time off. I only take about a week, 10 days doing nothing, and then I'll get right back in the gym because I've always felt like off season is where you get better. I work harder in the off season than I do during the season. So I'll get back in the gym working out, but I probably won't kick a ball for a good amount of time. I need a good little break from doing all that.
And when you look at, and lastly, Phil, when you look at this AFC North division, and we talked about how the three teams are in the hunt, you know, what does that say about the you know, this division that we play in?
You know what? If you can be successful in this division, you got a chance to make a run in the playoffs. I mean, obviously this year we got three out of the four teams in the playoffs, so that's six games of your schedule. You're playing playoff teams. So I think what our mindset should be, or what this organization's mindset should be, is win the AFC North. And if you can do that, you're going to be in good position to make an impact in the playoffs.
And as far as the fans are concerned, let's really dive into that. You've been here since 99, and you know how – You know about the tradition. You know about the fan base. Just for the fans that have come in, dealt with this unusual offseason, then football is back, and, you know, with everything that's been dealing with, what would you like to say to the fans as we move forward?
Well, they've got a special place in my heart. The outpouring of support they gave me at the end of last season really touched me and my wife. So, personally, I feel connected to them. But just over the years, they've amazed me at how they continue to support us. Year in and year out, the optimism they continue to show. So I wish them the best. They deserve a winner. I hope they get it. And, man, I've said it before and I'll say it again, I can't think of another city that would be a better place to be with a winning football team than Cleveland, Ohio.
Thank you, Phil.
All right, thank you.
Back to you, Vic.